it's stuffy in here. Goodness, I was afraid I would be stuck in there all day. Oh no, why are you yelling? No, no, don't be afraid. I'm not Skeely, I'm just a doll. No, I'm not a possessed doll, I promise. Just a normal, everyday doll. Well, yes, I am life-sized. Or I will be, once you assemble me. You will assemble me, right? It's not hard. My parts are all a little bit, well, enchanted. They'll sort of snap into place if you put them together. You'll see in a minute. Do you think you could at least take my headpiece out of the box? I can't feel any sensation on the rest of my parts because they aren't attached yet, but my head is starting to get warm, what with all the bubble wrap. Oh, thank you! Maybe you could just sit me on the table while you unwrap the rest of my parts, please? Thank you, sir! Why am I here? Well, to be honest, I don't know. Someone must have bought me as a gift to you, if you didn't buy me yourself. Enchanted life-sized doll is all kind of a niche market. Are you a doll collector? Oh, but you do want me, don't you? You won't send me back? I'm brand new. I don't have any scratches or paint effects, I promise. You won't be disappointed if you keep me. Really? Promise you'll keep me? Oh, yay! Yay, I'm so happy. I will be a good doll and sit still all day in whatever pose you put me in. I have all ballistic joints and... Oh, you noticed that, did you? Yes, all my pieces are anatomically correct. For the most part. The proportions are a little off to make me, well, doll-like. It's especially pronounced in my face sculpt and paint. See how big my eyes are? You can always replace them if you want a different color. You can do that with most of my parts, actually. If you aren't pleased with the bust size, for example, you can order a different size. But I hope you'll be pleased with my body. Thank you! I'm glad you like it! You need help telling the pieces apart? Well, I guess that makes sense. I didn't come with any paper instructions, cause I already know how to put me together. Try looking for a curved piece. That'll be my neck. Yep, that one! Oh, are you surprised at the texture? Technically, I'm made of resin. I'm heavily modeled after ball-jointed dolls. But when you attach it to my head, there's this sort of magic that happens. It becomes soft, just like my head. And then I can feel it. Think of it as sort of a magical current, connecting and splitting. Or like nerves coming to life. Just insert here below my jaw, and... Ah, that feels nice. I can feel my nerves slowly coming to life. Why don't you grab my upper torso piece? The bust. Yes, that piece. Now you can slide the neck peg into the slot and... Ah! That feels really nice too. It's so strange. I've never been assembled, so I've never really felt like this before. My flesh is becoming soft. And so I never really knew that the bust piece could, well, react this way. Especially to the, cold, open air. Maybe we should just move on with the assembly? The lower torso should be pretty obvious, too. Can you please attach it to my upper torso, so? Just lay me on my back for a minute, and... Ah! Thank you! It's an interesting sensation. I can feel things that are almost scaly. What is this, though? Am I supposed to feel like this? Maybe you ought to just put me on the ground now. The table is starting to feel a bit uncomfortable. I'd rather feel the carpet against my skin. I mean, I'd rather be on something soft than something hard. I mean, can I please just be on the floor, so? Thank you. Your hands are so warm. Maybe you just hold me for a second before you put my arms on? Thank you. Maybe we should just move on. The arms should come already assembled. They're modular like the rest of me, but my makers found that the doll owners are much less eager to put them together as opposed to the rest of my body. I wonder why that is. Just pop the left one in, please. Ooh, I guess it's kind of hard to get the joint to complete, huh? Why don't you grab onto my torso to hold it into place and... Ah! Why did you have to grab that part of the torso? Please, sir, you're making me blush, and I'm not sure why, but I feel really strange in my lower torso piece, and... Oh, no, sir, I'm sure that's not what it is. I'm not human. I'm a doll, and dolls don't become aroused. No, stop saying that. I'm not... Horny? I'm not. Just, please hurry up and put the light on in. No, wait. What are you doing? What are you touching my little torso for? No, that's not why I'm anatomically correct. You're not supposed to try to... But why does it feel so good? I'm not supposed to feel like this. Please, can you just pop my light arm in? I won't be able to pose properly without two arms. Thank you, sir. And now, my legs, they should be in the... What are you doing? Why are you sitting down? I still need my legs and... You want me to... What? I'm sure I don't know what you mean by touch myself. My joints are touching each other, so I guess technically I'm already touching myself. Oh, you mean my nipples? I don't know about that. I feel like that would be kind of scary. I'm already feeling pretty vulnerable without my legs. I guess I did promise to be a good doll and pose how you wanted me to, so I guess it wouldn't hurt to just glaze them with my fingers a little and hope that I don't... I fell over! See? This is why I need legs. Can you at least put me on the couch so I can lean against something? Please, sir, just pick me up and put me on the couch. Thank you. There it is again. So your hands are so warm and I'm feeling tingly. And, I guess I'll go back to touching myself like you asked, so. Oh, you want to touch me yourself? I don't know how comfortable I am with... Why does this feel so good? I'm a doll. I shouldn't feel these things. Please, why would you touch me on my little torso? That's... You're only supposed to look. It isn't made for touching. And it feels so powerful. It's overwhelming. Please be careful and... I didn't even know you could put your fingers inside me. I didn't know how... anatomically correct, I really... Please, sir, I don't know if I like it or not. It's just so intense. Wait, what are you doing? Why are you taking off your clothes? Are you really sure we should do this right now? I mean, I don't even have legs. Well, I guess you could just pick me up and do it like that. No, sir, don't make me say it. I don't think that's appropriate language for a doll. Fine, I'll be a good doll. Please fuck me, so I want you to fuck me. It's so big. It kind of hurts, but I like it. But this can't be what I was originally made for, can it? I thought it was just gonna be a display piece, but I guess it's okay that you're using me as a fuck toy. I am supposed to be a toy, I guess. Maybe you can flip me onto my belly. Would that be easier? Oh, good. Oh, that feels so good. Even though I know it shouldn't. Miss Duke, please hold on. I want to feel more of you. I want it to hurt more. I mean, I know I'm a doll, and this is so embarrassing, because I don't even know. I didn't even know that this was that this could happen, and I know this is probably the last thing you want to hear, but do you think you can maybe attach my legs now? I really want to be able to wrap them around you. Though the last piece is in the box. That's the left one. No, my left. You're right. There. And now the other one. Ah, that's much better. Now, please, can you fuck me again, sir? Now that I can wrap my legs around your torso piece? Yes, I mean your hips. Deeper, please, sir. My body has never felt anything like this before. This is all so new. I'm so thankful that my maker gave me magical nerves so I can feel every inch of you. Hodo, please. I've never felt pain before, and it's so, so good. I want to feel like this all the time. But what do you mean you're gonna come? You can't. No! No! Don't come inside me. You'd have to remove my torso piece to clean it out. I'm gonna get so dirty if you come inside me. Please. No. Gosh, it's so hot. I can feel it filling me up. Oh gosh, it's getting everywhere. This is not what dolls are for. This can't be light. You can't just come inside a doll. Even if it feels really good. Well, even though that's not what dolls are for, I'm still glad we did this together. I think we'll be very happy together. Especially now that I'm in one piece. Do you maybe want to go ahead and disassemble my little half to clean me out? Thank you, Sil. We are gonna have so much fun together.